Would everyone in the Senate gallery, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
First King 3:9 says, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" Heavenly Father, as we continue the work to which we were elected, we ask that you would give us understanding minds to govern your people. Help us to discern between good and evil, and give us wisdom to govern wisely. Help us to seek unity in our decisions and to work together, not for our own good, but for the greater good of this, your great people. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I know the Senate recognized Reverend George yesterday, but from Lieutenant Governor's office, welcome to the Missouri Senate, Reverend George. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day.
Senator Tuesday. From Shelby.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from Senator Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator recognized to close. Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed the journal. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Platte County. I'm sorry, Senator, I did not see the Senator from Newton stand first. Senator from Newton.
Happy birthday, first of all.
Same to you, Senator.
To you. And I want to introduce a guest on my left and your right. I have Mike Seibert from Joplin. He is appointed to the MSSU Board of Governors. Kathy Haddock and Katie Velasquez. Please welcome them.
Would the guests of the Senator from Newton please rise, and would the Missouri Senate welcome them and appreciate your service. Senator from Platte.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, I have with me today two of my constituents, Tammy Thompson and her husband, Timmy Thompson. Tammy is here for confirmation to the Board of Pharmacy, and I would ask the Senate join me in making them feel very welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the Thompsons to the Missouri Senate today. Please rise. Senator from Livingston. Proceed.
We know most time I don't need that. Is Mr. Dennis Hicks? Mr. Hicks is here to be confirmed as County Commissioner in the Great Northwest in Livingston County. I do have several stories to tell, but we won't spend time doing that. But we can go to one of his restaurants and finish this. Thank you.
Mr. Hicks, please rise, and we will welcome him to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, to your left and to my right, we have Mr. Darren Harris and his wife, Melinda, if you all would stand. Mr. Harris is to be confirmed on the pharmacy board today. I say Mr. because he is older than me. We grew up together, and they do a lot for the city of Kennett. So I'd like to ask the Senate to please welcome.
Let's welcome the Harrises to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from the first.
Introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you. Happy birthday first. I want to introduce former state representative Mike Lear. He's up here for an appointment to the Alcohol and Tobacco Board, so I'd like everybody to give him a warm welcome.
Let's welcome Representative Lear to the Missouri Senate today. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 4th District.
To my right and your left, today I have the pleasure of introducing former St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay. Mayor Slay is the longest serving mayor in the city of St. Louis history, and he is here today to be nominated to the Missouri State Highway Transportation Commission.
Let's welcome Mayor Slay to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 4th.
I would like to also introduce to my right and your left, St. Louis City Colonel Chief of Police Robert Tracy in the city of St. Louis.
Let's welcome Chief Tracy to the Missouri Senate today. Thank you, Chief, for your service. Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Happy birthday, Mr. President. And to my left and your right, Mr. President, we have with us Courtney Owens, Seth Owens, Kenny Owens, and one of our commissioners out of Texas County, John Casey. And these fine folks are up here to celebrate that Courtney Owens is going to be an opportunity for us to have her serve on the board of nursing for the state of Missouri. So I just love that they're here with us, and I would appreciate the floor to recognize them.
Let's welcome the guests from the Senator of Ozark as well as the commissioner from Texas County. Welcome to the Senate. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce two sets of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you. The first group I wanted to introduce this morning, to my right and your left, is Dr. Ruby Trice. Ruby is here today to appear in front of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. I think she'd be a great addition as a member of the Behavioral Analyst Advisory Board. Dr. Ruby Trice is standing over there, and she's joined by two of her best friends and colleagues here to support her today, John Gandy and Paulette Martin. And if you could help me make them feel
welcome. Dr. Ruby and her guests to the Senate chambers. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And so honored to introduce to my colleagues Gregory Sachs, he's here today with his lovely wife, Sandy Sachs. Greg is going to hopefully be on the Elevator Safety Board, and he's here today to appear in front of gubernatorial appointments to my right and your left.
Welcome the Sachs to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Thank you for your service. The Senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Dr. Phyllis Chase, who has been appointed to the UCM Board of Curators. We appreciate her leadership and know that she'll do a terrific job. And I ask the body to make her feel very welcome today.
Let's welcome Dr. Case to the Missouri Senate today. Congratulations and thanks for your service. Dan. Senator from Livingston.
Because of a late arrival, I have a late guest that I would like to announce. Introduce.
Your guest is not paying attention just like he did 8 years he was here, Senator.
That is true, and I do, while we're trying to get his attention, this is as much for the doorman and other people that help around here. I did dress completely different than this person today because I get tired of saying I'm Hegman too. So with that, it is a pleasure and honor to represent the senator from Northwest Missouri that's here today for appointment and to come in front of the committee. My introduction will be quite a bit longer at that point and probably not with quite as much couth when we go in there, but would everybody please welcome the real guy back.
Let's welcome our friend Senator Hageman from the Great Northwest part of the state. Introduction of guests. The senator from Dunklin is on his feet again.
Mr. President, may I inquire the chair?
No. Introduction of Senator, state your inquiry.
Mr. President, I'd like to first of all say happy birthday, but I'd also like to say I think we have a senator in the chamber, the senator from 32nd, who also has a birthday today. So I'd just like to say happy birthday.
She's half my age, but happy birthday to Senator from Newton County. Introduction of guests, the senator from Franklin.
Hey, guests. To my left, to your right, we have Talon Worden. He's a 13-year-old who, in addition to being a straight-A student at Farmington Middle School, has quite the impressive resume in both mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu, and wrestling. He's a state champion and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in not only Missouri, but also Kentucky, Illinois, and Tennessee. He has won world championships in both kickboxing and karate. He's a USA Wrestling All-American and currently undefeated in youth MMA with a record of 11-0. And I could go on, but I don't want to keep us here all day, but please help me give a warm welcome to Talon and his family.
Let's welcome Talon to the Senate, his family to the Senate. Congratulations on his success. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 7th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, I'd like to introduce my constituent, Mr. Gregory Eldridge, constituent and neighbor. He is here today as an appointee for the Elevator Safety Board. I think we all thank him for his work when we get on the elevators here in the building. We know we're going to get up and down safely, and glad to have a neighbor in the building, and I hope everyone will make him welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Eldridge to the Missouri Senate today. Thank you for your service. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also introduce a few special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have some very special guests. One who is a friend of mine, also a constituent, and also serves as a member of our State Board of Education. If the body can please recognize Ms. Pamela Westbrook Hodge.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senate 14th. Thank you for your service.
Mr. President, she has an esteemed guest with her as well from by way of Atlanta, Georgia, her cousin. They both of up here as descendants of Celia. For those who are not familiar with Celia's story, Celia was a slave in around 1855. Mr. President, can I get a little order in here, please?
If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side gallery. Senator from the 14th, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. They're descendants of Celia, who was a slave around 1855. And we'll have an opportunity to talk more about Celia's case, but essentially she was tried in the circuit court right here in Missouri in Callaway County. And that case led to her being sentenced to death due to her defending herself as a slave by sexual assault and abuse of her slave master at the time. A lot of history around it, a lot of Missouri history, a lot of folks of various ethnic backgrounds and heritage that have a connection to Celia, and these are descendants as well. So just in honor of Celia and their family, they're here and they'll be talking to people throughout the body, working with myself, as well as the senator from Callaway, to make sure this story becomes more common knowledge for people in the state of Missouri. So if we can recognize Cassandra Turner, her cousin and descendant of Celia, in the great state of Missouri, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you, Mr.
Would both of these guests please rise once again? Would Missouri Senate please recognize them? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed, please.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1335, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to conversion therapy for minors.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Scott County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No, needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill when it comes to the dais.
Senate Bill number 1336, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to funding for housing programs.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill I'm sending forward. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1337, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to prohibiting the use of certain social media applications on state devices.
If the former senator from the Northwest would keep his laughter to a minimum. Introduction of bills, the senator from Callaway County.
I have a bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1338, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to sexual offender registry.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Lawrence County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1339, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Cole County.
I have a bill, but I'd also like to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank goodness. I mean, thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1340, introduced by Senator Burns-Getter, an act relating to emergency medical services.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator from Cass County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate to go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills for the purpose of second reading and referring to the Committee of the Whole, SJR 83. I have it in writing and we'll pass that forward at this time. And I will also ask for five members standing, if I could, or one member standing to get that printed in the journal.
You have one member standing. That shall be printed in journal. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Clay County. Senator from Clay? Cass, I'm sorry.
Five members standing for a roll call vote on that motion.
You have five members standing.
Thank you.
The motion before the body that you've heard from the Senator from Cass County has been asked for a roll call vote. Appropriate members have been standing. This will be a roll call vote to go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
23rd, please.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great, and today is a great day to fight for our priorities, Senator. It's a great day.
It is a great day. You know, this. I know this is catching people off of guard of what exactly the want and desire here is. This is to utilize the rules that are established before this body that we've adopted to be able to bring something of real substantive issue that is a majority caucus position, the number one
Correct.
Position, in both chambers, mind you, of IP reform.
Yes. In fact, that's where I was going to start, Senator. What is SJR 83? Come on. Hold on a second, Senator. We got Senator from the 14th's got to introduce another guest.
Okay.
Three members standing. Senator from the 14th, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Yeah, Mr. President, if we could recognize to my left and to your right, we have a very special guest in the chamber who is coming up for confirmation for the Bi-State Commission. If the chamber could please make her feel welcome for her first time in the Missouri Senate chamber, we can recognize a good friend of mine, Ms. Andrea Jackson Jennings. If the chamber could please recognize her, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's welcome Ms. Jennings to the Senate chamber today, and thank you for your service. Senators from the 23rd and from Cass, thank you for yielding to your colleague. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Senator, what is SJR 83? SJR 83 is a bill, if approved by the voters, would modify our initiative petition process. Specifically, it would say that if approved by the voters, current law provides that any proposed constitutional amendment or new constitution shall take effect when approved by a simple majority of the votes cast on the measure. The amendment, SJR 83, would require all proposed constitutional amendments in new constitutions to receive a majority of the votes cast statewide, as well as a majority of the votes cast in at least a majority of the state house districts. It prohibits constitutional amendments that would permit public officials to receive gifts from lobbyists. It would also give the General Assembly exclusive authority to enact laws enforcing provisions in the Constitution relating to initiative petition proposals. It also would prohibit foreign activity in initiative petitions. It shall be unlawful under this amendment for a government or foreign country to sponsor an initiative petition proposing a constitutional amendment, a foreign country or foreign political party to directly or indirectly make contributions in connection with a constitutional amendment, or a government or foreign country to directly or indirectly make an expenditure, independent expenditure, or disbursement for an electioneering communication, whether print, broadcast, digital media, or otherwise. So that's what SJR 83 is, and that was the basis of your motion, Senator. So it's an IP, which, as you just said, is a major priority. So that brings us to why your motion and why now?
Well, because this is an issue that this body has had before it, or at least within a committee process, for a decade. And this is something that has been at the forefront of every single Missouri voter, that they want this process fixed to protect their constitution, to keep, you know, out-of-control radical left organizations from subverting and undermining their constitution. Everybody knows it. You knock on doors, you talk and go to any organization and have these discussions. This is at the forefront of that.
Right.
This is not a hostile, you know, act. This is bringing forth what is at the forefront of voters' minds,
right,
to fix a broken process and bring it before this body. And then in three days, we can get forth this big, heavy lift,
right,
and over into the other
House
chamber.
Right.
That way we're able to get this, you know, water under the bridge. It's done. It's moot point, and we can move on with further business.
Right.
Other than leaving it to the last week of session, knowing that it will be to its peril that we bring those things up for passage. We're doing this right out of the gate.
Yep.
You know, this is the, what, eighth legislative day, and we still haven't. The number one priority of the majority caucus in both chambers still have yet to be referred in either chamber.
Dude, did I hear you right, Senator, that even though this was the number one priority, not one initiative petition reform bill, here we are in the third week of session, not one initiative petition bill,
right,
has been referred to committee in either the House or Senate. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the fact that we've had these bills before numerous committees, and we've had busloads after busloads of people taken off of work coming down here to testify and do everything to try to plead and beg for us to fix this broken process of direct democracy that's occurring, and it's completely undermining our constitutional republic. We're going to use the rules passed by this body, that we all have this individual capability as a whole, a committee as a whole. This is where everybody gets to say on the floor. You don't have to wait for it to go through committee. We can bring it up,
right,
and we can kick it out.
That's right. Well, and I think that's important. You know, I really took to heart some of the things that were said to me in my inquiry on the rule changes last year. And one of the things that was said to me in my inquiry with the senator from Boone was that you have the power. You have these powers. Why aren't you using them? And if you would just I guess the implication was, if we would just do a better job using the powers that were granted currently under the rule.
Three senators standing. Senator Shelby, for all reason, do you rise?
Mr. President, I notice an absence of a quorum.
Senator Shelby has noticed the absence of a quorum. Sergeant Arms, would you please summon the Missouri Senate to the chamber? Quorum has been established. Senators, you may proceed. Three senators standing. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned.
You've heard the motion by a senator from Shelby. This is a non-debatable motion.
All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Missouri Senate. We're adjourned. We are adjourned under the rules.